Hi, I'm the Reverend Graham Taylor, and welcome to Minutes for Christ. Today we're going to be thinking about why we bother with the Bible. One of the earliest memories I have was of a wet Sunday afternoon with my dad. What we did together was to collect a load of matchboxes and then on each one put the names of the books of the Bible.
My father was a lay preacher and he was teaching me the Bible. It's not just one book, but in fact a library of books. It's only later I really got to grips with that idea. In particular, the Jewish scripture or Hebrew scripture that Christians call the Old Testament is made up of works that spread across a millennia. It's as if, in the English language, we had a library from Beowulf right through to James Joyce or Virginia Woolf. Within that body of books, we see a small people's experience of a God that reaches out for them, protects them, loves them. Now, sometimes people talk about the lovely stories in the Bible, and there are many beautiful passages. There's also some very nasty bits as well. But that has to be the case if the Old Testament is to speak to us of the human experience, because of course humans can be both beautiful and very nasty. The second portion of the Bible is what Christians call the New Testament. Now, because the letters of Paul lie towards the back of it, we tend to think they were written after the Gospels. But in fact, they were written several decades before the Gospels. So they are the earliest Christian documents that we have. There were letters between a missionary, Paul, to various churches, mostly in modern-day Turkey, although some lie in Eastern Europe, and of course the letter to the Romans themselves, at the centre of the Roman Empire. And these are theological works where Paul teases out what it means to be a Christian, what God revealed through Jesus Christ. The Gospels, all four of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, are very different documents from the letters. In fact, they were very much a new type of document in first century Roman world. They really are not just testaments to the experience of Christ, but were written for very specific situations which the writers found themselves, or their communities found themselves. So we can say that Matthew was probably a Jewish Christian, and he was feeling the pain of splitting from the Jewish church. Mark's church was also under pressure, but probably from pagan forces. Luke was a doctor, or believed to be a doctor, who took a broader view and tried to reconcile the Roman Empire with Christianity. And John, in a way, is a commentary over all of them. Between these four documents, we get a feel for the revelation of God through Jesus Christ. So there we have a rough, brief introduction to the way we use the Bible in faith. Each faith community uses it differently. However, in the end of the day, it's not to listen to what other people say about the Bible, but what we feel through the Bible. In other words, we should read it, leaf through its pages, and let its words speak God's voice into our minds. That is the real purpose of the Bible. Through it, we see the love of God, through Christ, to us. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.